Lakeland Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or sit in a chair and just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. And with our app, you can take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, there's a link that says Support Devil Radio. Remember, there are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, calling into question our elections, undermining our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the clearest voices, strongest voices, standing up for our democracy, standing up for our elections. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, exactly what's being talked about. Was it? And Mark from the SAC. I mean, that was like back-to-back-to-back home runs in my mind. I was watching something over the weekend, a bunch of these talking heads, a couple of which were attorneys. You know, and they're talking about this situation with Trump, and they're basically saying, well, yeah, but I don't really actually see him ever being arrested or doing any time, because we just don't do that here, you know, arrest our former presidents or leaders, because it makes us look, you know, like a banana boat republic. Well, I totally disagree. That is the reason you do it, so you don't become one.
Yeah, that's a good point, Dick. You know, it's true that a lot of people, you know, for instance, in Ukraine, when Putin poisoned the one guy, the pro-European guy, back in 2004 with dioxin, and then he put in a puppet, and then the puppet was thrown out of the country. The puppet came in and then won, and then he threw his opponent in jail. So the Putin guy threw a woman who was pro-EU, pro-US in jail. So people don't want those optics. I get it. And they do that in Africa. They do that in the Middle East. They do that in a lot of places. So you want to do it very carefully. But here I would simply say this. This isn't a question of his status as a former leader. If he steals documents, if I stole documents, if you stole documents, you pay a price. And Robin Voss, if he destroyed documents in a sneaky way, by not telling anybody that he was supposed to keep them, and then they go, oh, I didn't know. No, you don't get away with that. Trump should not get away with calling up Brad Raffensperger and extorting him, guy in Georgia, and going, I want you to forge, and it wasn't just forge 11,580 votes. It was, there could be criminal consequences if you don't. That's an extortion. That's a threat. And so all these talking heads who sit around go, well, we have to get in his head. Did he know it was wrong? Hey, look, come on. If you had to prove that everybody who did something bad, including murder, thought it was wrong, you know, you wouldn't have anybody, any enforcement of law. So I agree with you 100%. And that all I can say is when the Republicans were in power, they misused the prosecutor role to prosecute Democrats for political purposes. For instance, there was a guy named Seligman down in Alabama, a Democratic governor. They didn't like him, so they prosecuted him for fraud. It was a fraudulent prosecution. He had not committed fraud. All of the national newspapers pointed out that was a lie. They put him in prison. He served a long time in prison and went up to the conservative federal judges to look at it. They said, well, you know, we don't want to overrule what the states do. Well, Alabama and Texas and Mississippi and some of these places have done bad things. And when they do bad things, you don't defer to them. And frankly, if Wisconsin does bad things, if somebody like the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, ever got in as governor, God forbid, and she and Voss go to town, they will do bad things and they've got to be stopped too. Okay, a good piece of news. A federal judge has restored wolf protections. There will not be a wolf hunt. The federal judge said that there is not any evidence at all that taking the wolves off the federal endangered list resulted in any kind of rational management by some of these states. And that's exactly right. You remember our DNR said, all right, we'll have an annual wolf hunt. We'll have very, very strict numbers. And then in February, a year ago, February, some right-wing judge goes, no, they have a right to bear arms. They can shoot whatever they want. And it was mostly out-of-state hunting clubs from Kansas and Texas and everywhere else. And that was when the female wolves were pregnant. So they shot female wolves who were pregnant. They killed the unborn wolf. And they really interfered with wolf pack management. That's the Republican Party. And they immediately almost doubled the number of wolves they were supposed to take right away and had to be shut down. You cannot trust the Republican Party with money, and you can't trust them with regulation, because they will use that to oppress you. There's now, for instance, people in Wausau are going to be drinking bottled water because of forever chemicals, because the Republicans have kept this Fred Pren on the DNR board. His term expired in May. It's going on a year ago expired. They say there's an old case that says he can stay on until they confirm the new one, and they're not going to call a vote on the new one, so therefore he can stay on for all four of Evers' years. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court says that's fine. As a result, toxic levels of forever chemicals, which are more than 20 parts per trillion, have been found in Rhinelander, Marinette, Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, and now Wausau, and they will be drinking bottled water in parts of Wausau. That's what you get. That's what you get. Well, a federal judge stepped in, and he realized what was going on. He said, no, wolves are protected now. There will be no more wolf hunt, and that's good. Build it back up. You can't use lethal means to stop wolves. If it ever gets to the point where they truly are a nuisance and good management requires some kind of a hunt, that's a different story. And then responsible people can go back and talk about it. You cannot leave it up to the fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. It no longer is the Republican Party. Well, you remember Newt Gingrich? I try not to remember Newt Gingrich. I try not to remember his name. He was a bad speaker back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, went ahead to try to impeach Bill Clinton. It didn't work out well for him in 1998. They tried to make a big deal of it, and the Democrats picked up several seats when they were scheduled to lose like 30 seats. People were tired of the Republican Party. He just put out a call the other day saying, calling for the jailing, the imprisonment of the January 6th Commission. Newt Gingrich has said that Liz Cheney should be put in prison. Adam Kinzinger should be put in prison. Benny Thompson, poor old Benny. Old Benny down in Mississippi should be put in prison. Adam Schiff, all these people. Simply for investigating the causes of the insurrection. And what he did is he said, well, when Kevin McCarthy gets in there, they will subpoena for testimony the whole January 6th commission. They will dissolve it and subpoena them. And then they'll take a very, very hard look at what they say. And if they say anything that they think is, quote, incriminating, end quote, or, quote, not entirely accurate, end quote, they'll bring criminal charges against them. Well, they're certainly not going to bring criminal charges under Merrick Garland, not because Merrick Garland's a Democrat, but because Merrick Garland doesn't bring any criminal charges. I'd frankly like to see him get up on his hind legs and start bringing some criminal charges and start some lawsuits for what's happening in Georgia, happening in Texas. He did bring one action in Georgia, which I do acknowledge. It's not sufficient. And in Texas, they're criminalizing assistance to voters. He's got to do something about that. But in any event, this is part of the of a fascist message. When you have a former speaker who gets up in public, says that the opposition party, which is itself investigating fraud by Gingrich's party, should be put in prison. That's what Putin does. Alex Navalny, his main opponent, is in prison. That is what the pro-Putin Ukrainian guy did about 8 years ago with a woman who ran against him, put her in prison. That's what they do. Newt Gingrich. Now, was he taken to task? Was he criticized? Did you hear anybody? Did you hear Moscow Mitch? Did you even hear, frankly, Mitt Romney? Always goes around posing as a good guy. He was a good guy. He voted to convict Trump on two impeachments, but that's the extent of his being a good guy. How about Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, any of them? No, none of them. Nobody in the Republican Party gets up and shows leadership. The only guy who has started to show it is Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland. And he is apparently looking to run for president in 2024 against Trump, if Trump runs in the Republican primary. I wish him well in that primary. He's not a terribly charismatic guy, but at least he's saying the right things. But where are the people? What do they have? They have DeSantis. DeSantis is trying to out-Trump Trump. You have Josh Hawley in Missouri, who's pro-Putin. He's pro-Putin. One reason why Putin is doing this in Ukraine and thinks he can get away with it, and Xi is doing it in Taiwan and thinks he can get away with it, is because he knows he has the Sedition Caucus in the Senate on his side. Hawley stands up for Putin. Tucker Carlson stands up for Putin. Sean Hannity stands up for Putin. When you have the media wing of the Republican Party, and Fox News really is the media wing of the Republican Party, whatever you may say, you have the media wing of the Republican Party, and then you have very senior people, very, very senior people, who are saying that we should side with Putin. That message has to get out. We have a seditious caucus, a big chunk of the Republican Party, and the rest of them are afraid to say anything. They're afraid of Trump. But Trump was like the Ukrainian autocrat that Putin was looking for in the United States. In Ukraine, he poisoned one guy and threw the gal in jail. They finally drove his guy out. And he said, I got to find somebody in the White House who'll do that. And Oleg Deripaska and Manafort obliged him, and they're the ones that had engineered it in Ukraine. We're going to a break. The lines are open, still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.